But you know, you didn't complain about it. You know, that's the way it was. You're gonna get around 20, 21. You're gonna be drafted 22, right in there for sure. I had a lot of friends that just volunteered to get it over with right out of high school. Volunteer and go do your 2 years and get it over with. But yeah, that's like I say. Then I started working in the mines about that time, and I worked part time when I was going to college. You know, summer jobs. And where was I? That 1 year I was down in the Leonard, and I got the job, and they put me on the graveyard shift, and I think I had Tuesday and Wednesday off, which just broke my heart because everybody's out having a good time on Friday and Saturday. And I'm driving the top motor at the Leonard, which the top motor, you worked above the ore bins. And when they would bring up loads of ore or waste in the cages, in the skips, they would signal you with the bells. And I can't remember what the code was, but so many bells meant ore, so many bells meant waste. And then you would drive a little motor, which is a train, call it a motor in the mines, and have a couple of cars behind it, and you'd dump the skips into your car, and then depending on whether it's ore or waste, you put it in certain bins. The ore bins are the waste bins. Then the Leonard was the first mine you come into when you went into Meaderville. You would, they would later come by with the big haul trucks and either take the waste out of the waste bins or the ore out of the ore bins. And the ore, of course, went to Anaconda to be smelted. But the bad part about that job, and it was a pretty good job, actually, was in between you had a lot of waiting time. And I'd sit there, stand there at the window, which was just an opening, no glass or anything in it. And I'd look down at Meaderville every Friday and Saturday night. And everybody's just having the time. It was a great place to go. And they're having the time of their life. And here I am, 18, 19 years old, sitting up there. And all my buddies are down there just because it didn't make any difference. By the time you were 19, you were in every bar in town, usually. Nobody paid any attention. And they're all out there having a grand old time, and I'm up here driving the top motor. So I worked there for a while, and then I worked in the Kelly for a diamond drilling company. We did exploration. It was Boyle's Brothers out of Salt Lake, and they had contracted the Anaconda Company. And we drilled holes that were 1,100, 1,200 feet deep. I mean, long, because you're not down, you're drilling horizontal. But when you're doing that and you're in there, say, 900 feet, you drill 10 feet, then have to pull 900 feet of rod out of the hole, take the core out of the bits, you know, it contained a nice round core of granite and ore, put it all back together, put 900 feet drill pipe back in the hole all day long, in, out, in, out. I worked with a guy out of Idaho. And so while he was drilling, you just sat there. It got so, that drill was a long year and a runoff of compressed air. But they almost sound like a piston engine. They're so loud and noisy. I got so I just sit on a bucket of grease there, 5 gallon bucket, and fall asleep while he drilled. And that thing was so loud. I mean, and you should have ear protection, which we didn't. But that was so loud, you couldn't believe it, but I got so I could just fall asleep. Nothing blasting away. Then that was a real physical job, you know, lifting all that drill pipe. Plus the fact that when you put the first 10, 20 feet in, you just took this heavy-duty, call it axle grease, and you just slathered both of those sections. So when you come out, every pipe was just grease-coated, and you ended up being grease-coated. And we used to come up to the dry, and I used to shower with liquid dish soap. It was the only way to get the grease off. So I'd bring in a quart of dish soap and shower up in the Kelly in the dry. So I worked that, you know, for a while, and then I got back in again another summer after school, after when I was still in school, and worked as they call it a day's pay miner, which you're basically a laborer in the mine. And you clean ditches and track and stuff like that. So those were my stints in the mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I never was actually a hard rock miner.